This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, I get it. And the music fits as you try
Froggy
to extend.
Eagle, man.
Yeah, trying to extend Jalen Hurts' contract out into the future and pour more money into his 30s. We don't know what those look like. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Our last time I looked, you guys were gaining ground here in this Twitter poll, and I was losing ground. It was like over 70% of people wanted to extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now, you know, make it kind of equivalent to the Mahomes deal, which is was a 10-year deal for the Chiefs, which would be adding 6 years to Jalen's deal. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract now to give them more cap flexibility? 71% yes, 29% can see this clearly.
Because they see it the right way.
Mm.
Miles Garrett. You got to go get Miles Garrett.
No, they could get Miles Garrett without doing this, guys.
This makes it a little bit easier.
Well, it makes it more risky on the back end. But sure, I guess it would give you a little bit more of an opening for money in the moment. But you're also putting...
We're living in the moment right now.
I know.
When you think about it.
Does anyone else plan on being here in like 2032, 2033?
Nah, not me.
I didn't even mean WIP. I just meant world. I mean, you guys got to...
I mean, fuck.
That's a long-ass time.
For being realistic, we don't know.
Ain't nothing guaranteed.
Yeah, Hugh's probably got the least time.
Yeah, I'm just, you looking at me, looking at my watch, like, damn, how much time I got left in this piece?
I like how you two can't guarantee your own lives 7 years from now,
well,
but you think you could...
That's why I want to be in satisfaction.
We want to get that
trying to convince me Hurts will still be good then. Oh, okay. I think it's more likely both of you are alive, probably sitting here 7 years from now, than Jalen Hurts is the top 10 quarterback
What you going to be doing?
I'm going to be here.
Okay, I'm just saying. You're just saying it like you ain't going to be here. Like
no,
you're going to be somewhere else.
But
what,
I'm saying it's unpredictable, the future of football players, especially mobile quarterbacks. And you guys, I think
he's going to evolve and he's going to adapt as needed as his career goes. I really do believe that.
So did he become a better thrower this year?
He was decent. He became a better blitz picker-upper.
I agree with that. He also
you like how I did that, don't you?
Took a lot of sacks. Took a lot of sacks. Are we allowed? Is it March 3rd? Are we allowed to talk about Jalen Hurts' regular season, or are we just pretend that didn't happen?
Well, apparently not.
Okay,
we can talk about what you want to say about it. That he was mediocre,
threw for less than 200 yards a game, and took 40 sacks.
Kind of threw for that. Round that number in the Super Bowl and got the MVP.
He was better in the Super Bowl.
Look,
he was more precise.
He was better.
I think it's fair, but also the reality of this season was we found out that when surrounded by a lot of talent,
he's phenomenal.
That he can win. That's all I care about. I don't need him to be top 10. I don't. I want, like, if we have Myles Garrett in this defense, we can go win again with him.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are the favorite right now with whatever you think Jalen Hurts is, right? I don't think most people that make those odds think he is the best quarterback in the league next year, but he's good and they can win with it. I'm with you.
And you could be right that we can probably get Myles Garrett here without doing this, but this could be the difference between getting Myles Garrett and getting Myles Garrett and keeping Zach Bond. Like, there's more, like, it's just...
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, it just
with
adds
that,
a ton
man.
Of flexibility.
So, I agree with the two, you guys making this point is fair, that it would give them a better chance to build a super team next year.
That's what we want, the super team.
But I want a really good team every year. Like, again, there's this thing, like, who cares 5 years from now? Everyone cares 5 years from now when 5 years arrives. I'm just trying to look.
We don't care right now, though.
I know.
We're living in the now.
Well,
I need to be
the one to remind everyone that you know, the future becomes the present eventually.
Ain't nobody trying to help that.
I'm sorry.
But as long as we keep drafting well in the later rounds, we'll have a good base. Like, I don't think we'll just be in the tubes 5 years from now, right, just because we extend Jalen Hurts.
Do I need to paint the nightmare scenario? Is that what you guys need to see?
Okay. You want more angry callers?
I don't want anybody to be angry. I'm just trying to present it so everyone sees what's possible. Okay, again, here's a possibility. Jalen Hurts evolves as a thrower, and he becomes great for the next 10 years. Okay, I said that part. That's what's one end of the spectrum.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to listen to that
one. Okay, well, that's fine, but I said it. Second end of the spectrum is 5 years from now, he's not good anymore, and they want to get rid of him. And in your scenario, they have 5 years left on his contract. Not two, not one, five. And no one's taking him in a trade. And what do they do?
Draft another QB.
Right, yep. But then they have like a $200 million dead cap hit 1 year, and they're screwed.
We'll figure that out.
Oh, okay. See, that's
we'll just keep kicking the can down the road, man. We're being progressive with this thing. You're the one
I'm
that's
not
holding.
Sure that's the word.
You're trying to hold
you
us back.
You and I are playing chess.
Yeah, you holding us back, dog, for real.
I'm holding you back.
You're playing checkers.
A little bit. You're holding us back a little bit.
You guys are making me feel crazy for doing the practical thing.
I mean, hey, if the shoe fits, Joe.
Then I'll be the crazy guy for being practical and not extending the contract of a quarterback that has 4 years left. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your calls in a second here. And in this segment, we'll give you another chance for the keyword for the ultimate basketball viewing experience. Odyssey's Bucket and Bets. Listen for Kyle's keyword coming up in this segment. And you go to 94WIP and you put in your chance to win there. Here this weekend, we did have an NFL trade. The combine wrapped up now, right? We had all the 40s and the bench press and all that, and the rumors come out. But one trade did happen, Hugh, and it does involve the Philadelphia Eagles in a way because their division rival just got better. Hugh Douglas, your reaction on Saturday night. The Commanders traded a fifth-round pick to the 49ers for Debo Samuel.
Debo coming. What's my reaction? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be in shape when the season starts?
Last time we saw him, he was not. He was fluffy.
He looked pregnant when he was at the Super Bowl. He didn't look pregnant. He didn't look like he's starting the show.
I would say it was like 6 months.
You know what? But this is the thing.
Third trimester.
Can't fly anymore.
This is the thing. You're at the Super Bowl with an A.J. Brown jersey on. Like, and then you get traded to the Commodores. How does that dog hunt in the locker room? Because people saw you, and they saw you be all your fluffy glory. They saw you in all your fluffy glory. And you had on a AJ Brown jersey. What does that say? You wanted to be an Eagle, but you took the next best thing and became Commodore? Mm. That was my thought. Well, since I can't be an Eagle, I'll be in the division. I can at least see him twice a year. That's crazy.
It was weird that he was wearing an A.J. Brown jersey. Seeing him wear a jersey of a player that's active and about to play in the Super Bowl was bizarre. Here's the first thought I had. I would have made the trade, too, if I were the Commanders. They didn't give up much. It's a fifth-round pick. They could use another weapon to go along with McLaurin.
He had beat up the kicker there, didn't he? He put hands on the kicker.
Oh, in San Francisco last year? Right. Yeah.
No, he's a head case.
But he's not that good anymore, or at least he was not last year. I mean, he looks like a player, as players, you know, do sometimes in their late 20s in full decline. I'm not losing much sleep over Debo in Washington. They got slightly better, but it's not a needle mover.
Nah, and they're probably banking on him. You know, he's going to be in shape. I don't see him not being in shape when the season starts. You know, he just started off season a little early.
I mean, how do you go from a wide receiver to fat in 3 weeks?
Maybe he's hurt. Was he hurt?
He was banged up towards
the end. Yeah, so that's probably he's probably trying to add that extra weight on to try to heal himself.
I'm not sure that's the best way to heal. I mean,
food is a comfort. You know, it's a comfort for some people. Like seriously, you eat what you want to eat, and then you say, okay, I'm going to give myself a couple weeks.
Yeah, he might need a couple months to get ready for the season based on what we saw at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he might.
So you think it's a needle mover for them? I don't.
I think he's a decent player. As far as being afraid of the Commodores, no, I don't. Don't make me afraid.
I think it was a trade that, like, it made sense to me when I saw, like, all right, their GM was in San Francisco when he got drafted. It's a fifth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But I'm also to see it like, oh, no, the Commanders
what
got Debo.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, I think if this is the Debo from 3 years ago, then I'd be like, uh-oh, that's a lot. Kyle, he's not that guy right now.
No, he's fat. He's cooked. There also is a possibility that, and this isn't an apples-to-apples comparison, but I think about a guy like Taysom Hill, who if you took him away from Sean Payton, maybe you don't know what the hell to do with him. Kyle Shanahan knew what to do with him.
He did.
He's kind of more like a gadget guy, like a running back-ish. the jet sweep guy.
Like CJ Jesus said, you're not a receiver, yeah. You're a running back.
Well, the reason I actually am excited the deal went down is we get the revival of CJ GJ versus Debo now twice a year in the division. Let's listen back to when CJ GJ went right after him.
Another thing, bro, listen, don't be friendly when you see me. Because you be so flashy. You better hope, bro. You better hope all that talking you be doing when we see y'all, whatever round it may be, because I can't guard you. You can't run routes. You're a running back. You're a running back. And I ain't going to sit here and play with you, little boy. Just because you got a little bag, people gave you a little clout, man, you ain't nothing, bro. Stop playing.
Ooh, I can't wait to see them.
Oh, I know. It's so good. Yeah. You were running back.
Well, and Debo's one of those guys, right? You know what the Commanders are kind of stockpiling right now?
What's that?
Psychopaths. The Marshawn Lattimore.
You talking about Luvu.
Debo. Like, they're a little volatile down there.
Yeah, they are. They're a little on edge.
Another word we use is, intense. Intense guys.
I think it fits. The trade makes sense. When I heard the trade, I was like, that makes sense. They have cap room to absorb him. It's a fifth-round pick. He's kind of like the other ones there. They're kind of on edge.
But yeah. There are a lot of strong personalities.
Yeah.
Well, that could be combustible,
that's
too.
That's right.
Though. Now, by the way, last year, he only had 51 receptions. I mean, this is a guy in his prime. 4 years ago, Debo had 77 catches for 1,400 yards. Last year was 51 for 670.
Yeah, he's fat and cooked.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
closer to fat and cooked than he is a star. I mean, that's the truth. 215-592-9494. And by the way, he's 28 now. When he was 25, he was a star. You see how this happens sometimes? 25, a star, 28.
And you say you decline.
You decline as you get older, and you know, that's.
It hurts isn't fat.
Well, I just say
players aren't as good as they get older.
I don't think the fact that he beat up the kicker helped out a lot either. I don't think that helped.
Well, anytime you're beating up your teammates,
on live TV.
It's like a dead end to your spot there.
Yeah, you can't stay.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon.
Aaron, what's up?
Hugh, that wasn't a business decision that the 49ers made. That was a how fast can we get this guy out of the locker room decision.
Yeah, it was kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But this is great for us because Josh Harris is going to do the same thing with the Commies that he did with the Sixers. You know, he bought a shiny new toy. Let's say a Lamborghini, he's giving the keys to the kids and saying, hey, kids, go have at it. We're not getting Myles Garrett. The Commies are getting Myles Garrett. And they're gonna bring on so many free agents. It's going to be Dan Snyder 2.0.
So you think it's a good thing if the Commanders get Myles Garrett? Feels like a bad thing.
That's wild spin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that we won a Super Bowl. Doing a certain thing a certain way, and I don't think two first round picks is how he's gonna give that up. Especially when you have a draft where you just have, you know, there it's light in a lot of different positions and their positions of needs for other teams. So, but where it's really heavy is the defensive tackle side, and I think that the Eagles are just going to be patient and wait and probably pick up two or three defensive tackles in the draft.
Well, I tend to agree with you, Aaron. I mean, if I had to guess, I don't think the Eagles are going to end up with Garrett. I think somebody else is, and they're going to keep their picks. And if they do, I think they could be fine doing that. I mean, they don't have to go get him. It's a matter of if the price comes down, are they going to make the move, right? Because players like Myles Garrett don't just become available very often. So I anticipate the Eagles are going to try. It's a matter of do they give up everything that you need to do to get him.
You know, and I hate to admit it, Joe, but I'm kind of on your side with the whole discussion today.
It's okay to admit. I mean, the smart side is it's okay to say it with your chest, Aaron. Don't extend him.
I'm going to agree and I'm going to disagree. I don't think they're going to extend him this year, but I think it's what how he does, right? He's got to make cap space, so either it's not going to happen this year, but next year or the year after that, definitely they're going to extend him to make room. You know, the biggest thing in free agency, I think we have to bring Bond back. And if the only reason is because of N'Kobe Dean and the injury that he suffered, that patella tendon injury, that's not an ACL.
I mean, yep.
You could have nerve damage. You could come back. I mean, look at Victor Cruz from the Giants. After his
he was never the same. Really,
never
yeah.
The same player.
Yeah. Well, that Aaron, that point on the Bond thing is a great one, because next year, if we don't have N'Kobe to start the season, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone call, and no Bond, I have no idea what the linebacker duo looks like. Trott Jr. and some free agent they get, some draft pick they make.
That's what it sounds like.
That does it seem like it's good enough to me. I mean, that seems, and to Aaron's point, what he said, I think that's true. I think a year or two from now, if Jalen Hurts keeps playing well and they keep winning with him, then they're going to extend his contract. And then that's okay, because we'll have more information. Like, if he stays fully healthy the next 2 years and plays good and they win a lot of games or gets into the Super Bowl, I'm not going to argue with them. Like, because then I'll be like, all right, this is who he is settled into being, and he's healthy and all that. I just don't know. To me, it's way too big of a risk to open up some cap space when Howie could do it in different ways. That it just feels like a little bit risky for this moment here.
In what way gives you more relief than it does to do that with Jalen? That's what I'm curious, because that's what we're talking about.
No one move would be as much as that.
Yeah, so that's what it is. We're making this move to make the team better. Teams do this all the time. And I had never been a part of this, but when they needed to relieve money, they would give out signing bonuses and extend deals and stuff like that. And, you know, so the player benefited. If this allows you to be more flexible in some of the moves that you can make in free agency to make your team stronger, a team that's already won the Super Bowl, I have no problem with that. Now, there's another caveat to this that we've kind of like pushed to the side a little bit that's not lost to me, and that's the compensation for Myles Garrett. I think as we get through this, that it will be more conducive for us if we're in position financially to get him. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to go wherever the Browns send him. But it feels like Miles, on some level, wants to come to Philadelphia. So he could make it very, very difficult to block or for a team to sign him if he's like, nah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go there for a year. Because it's a sign and trade. So he could say, you know what, if you want to trade for me, that's cool.
I'm not signing. Well, it's going to cut the Browns' knees out from under them.
Yeah, so he has a little bit of leverage in this situation.
I think the Browns have the least leverage. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could play hardball and tell him to stay home.
Your best bet in this situation is to send him to where he wants to go, which it sounds like it's the Eagles, and try to get as much as you possibly can. So it's a win-win for us, if that's the case. From what I've been reading, if that's the case, then Miles is in a really good spot, because he can say, you know what? Nah. Like a team of Trayvon, like, nah.
So the other part of this, that's a great point, right? Like the whole, what can they do with the money they get? They keep their players. They could do the Garrett trade. The other element of this that we don't know the truth is, like, what do the Eagles really think of the way Jalen played this year?
Mm-hmm.
Do they feel about it like the way Kyle does? As long as he's decent, good, whatever word you want to use, we can win with him? Or do they look at it more black and white? Like, hey, this was the grade we gave him for the season. Yeah, we're going to pay him off of that, or no. I mean, that grade didn't go with an contract extension right now. I don't know the answer to that. They know it, and if they rated him higher than a lot of us did on this radio station this year, maybe they will do this. I mean,
unquantifiable.
Last year, they paid AJ way earlier than they had to. That kind of caught us off guard. So nothing Howie does is shocking to me if they think the player is going to be worth it for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Terrence in Springfield's up. What's up, Terrence?
Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Joe, man. Joe, you got to be going crazy this morning.
What did I do now?
I feel like this is a crazy topic. Like, I don't care how Jalen Hurts looks 5, 7 years from now. If he brings maybe one or two more Super Bowls, we're not going to care. The team's not going to care. How many Super Bowls does the top franchise have? Is it the Steelers? Do they have six?
Yeah, six.
We have two right now. If Jalen Hurts brings two more Super Bowls, that's going to put us in the upper echelon of the franchise, all franchises in history. So I'm not going to care. I'm not going to care how he looks down the line. And I mean, we can talk about talent around Jalen. It's not Jalen Hurts' fault that how we drafted Cooper DeJean, that he drafted Quinion Mitchell, that he brought over Zach Bond. Most of the guys here were already here. I think he drafted Smitty. The only player we really traded for was A.J. Brown. So we say he had a lot of talent around him, but so there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. At least every team has one star wide receiver on it, am I right?
At least one. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, I think most have one.
Yeah, so we can't keep getting on Jalen because he has talent around him. This guy wins. He wins in the regular season. I don't care about his regular season stats. He's been in the playoffs every season he's been in the NFL. And last year, we all know, this thing was on the fly last year. They pretty much did everything on the fly. Kellen Moore came over. We brought over Saquon Barkley. We knew that he's going to run the ball a lot. But Jalen Hurts, I feel like that kind of affected his game, because that was like the first road season that they ran the bar more than they ever have, I believe, with Saquon Barkley. So I feel like this year, by bringing in Petula, I feel like that made Jalen Hurts have the comfortability that this year, I feel like they're going to throw the ball more. I feel like they're going to have more throwing stats, and I feel like they're not going to be more on Saquon Barkley running him into ground.
They might be. I mean, I'd have to guess they're going to throw it more next year, just based on everything we've heard so far this offseason.
Yeah, but and I keep hearing you saying, comparing him to Russell Wilson, like, first of all, I feel like he's better than Russell Wilson. He's a better leader than Russell Wilson. But I'm not going to care. Like, we don't even know if the world's going to be here in 7 years from now. I'm talking about now. Turning now right now. It's about winning right now. And to me, the fans, I feel like they'll appreciate that more if they bring another Super Bowl here. And Jalen Hurts has been in more Super Bowls than any quarterback in the last 3 years.
He has. Terrence, I get it. And we appreciate the call, Terrence, as always. We're living in the moment. Well, if we don't care about the future, extend his contract for 50 years.
See, now that don't work.
No, but how about 20?
No, you know it don't work.
How about 15?
You're in a window.
15. If you want to spread it out, quarterbacks play till 40. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford.
How about this?
Hearing the future doesn't matter. So how far does that go?
How about this, Joe? Since make you feel better, because we're in a unique window right now, and I'm looking at it more so as relief. And it's like you're caught up on how well he's going to play 10 years from now.
Yeah, of course.
5 years from now.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, if we have our quarterback on a cap friendly deal, that we're going to be able to adapt and change the team around him according to his skill set
in the next few years. But what people are, I feel like a lot of people are not acknowledging, is they may not want him here 6 years from now. Like the Eagles, this happens all the time in the NFL. You're good one day, and then a few years later, you're not. So that would hurt them down the line.
I disagree, because I think that there's a lot that I feel that went into this season and the success of Jalen Hurts. The white noise that was going on around him, he paid no attention to. He thrived in that situation, which I find phenomenal. And I feel like they have a better understanding of who their quarterback is. I think the organization does. I think Nick kind of knew as the season progressed, but I think that they have a better understanding of who Jalen is. There was a lot that I feel was going on behind the scenes with the relationships and everything, that there was a whole lot of come to Jesus moments, and there was a lot of evolution that happened this year that put them in position to win the Super Bowl. You know, I'm one of them cats that when I listen to people talk, like Coach Sirianni and some of the things Jalen says, they're being sincere, and it's coming from a place of adversity for the most part. For example, when Coach Sirianni talked about it in his podcast, when he was going around doing
his podcast tour,
he talked about how that adverse moment that they had last year, if they didn't have that, they couldn't have had this year. That spoke to me, because that says to me that there were some tough conversations that had to be had. And they even said that, AJ alluded to that in his podcast tour, that there were some tough conversations that had to be had. The fact that BG said what he said, like, there was a lot going on with this team, but at the end of the day, they figured it all out. And they got on the same page, and they were able to win the Super Bowl.
I get it. Sometimes I think we don't think about how far into the future 6 years is in the NFL. Do you know how many quarterbacks?
Yeah, you're right. It's a long ass.
Do you know how many quarterbacks were their team starting quarterback 6 years ago and are today, the same franchise?
Five
quarterbacks in the whole league, and a couple of them were just drafted. It was Kyler Murray who was just drafted, and Lamar and Allen and Mahomes were just drafted.
And you know what? And for that reason alone, that's why. When you look like you might have one, or it feels like you might have one.
How many of those quarterbacks won a Super Bowl at age 26 and have been to two?
Mahomes.
Okay.
I guess he's just been one at that point.
He's probably the one other guy in the league that you're like, yeah, I'd give him 10-year extension.
I get it. But the odds of a quarterback staying good for that long is minimal. I mean, teams move off it fast. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot going on. But Kyle, why don't you tell everyone that word they're looking for? 94WIP.com. Put this word in for your chance for the ultimate college basketball experience.
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
All right, your call's on the other side. Would you give Hurts an extension now? He's got 4 years left. Would you extend him even further to try to save money for free agents or Myles Garrett? Plus, on the other side, Clearwater check, and we'll update you what happened this weekend with the Phils. Jesus Luzardo, a prospect to know, and maybe a bounce back for a guy we were all done with. Plus, something Hugh heard on WIP this weekend that he wants to react to. That's next. Your call's Midday Show. Sports Radio 94WIP. And listen up, my friends, over at FanDuel, when the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is your new home for live betting. Even if you miss the first minutes of a game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer beater. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for your shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.